Hi there. Welcome back to this podcast series, Let's Get Working by The Mind Matter. I am your host, Binal, and this podcast is focused entirely to guide you on shaping your career. Through this series, the aim is to help you not just find your career, but also build it step by step, right from what skills you need, capabilities to build, qualifications to pursue, and scope of your line of work. Let me begin this episode by asking you a question. How do you think we are communicating? How do you think you are even able to understand what I am speaking? Or when you're writing, people understand things, right? What do you think that is? It's language. Language is a means of communicating in your social circle. It helps you be understood, get what you are looking for, and have meaningful relations. So languages began with gestures and symbols, verbal language developed through calls and sounds, and written languages developed through signs and symbols. The evolution to today's system of language took thousands of years to become a practice that is today. Do you know which is the most ancient formal language in human evolution? Sanskrit. It is the world's oldest language and it evolved from Proto-Indo-European languages, essentially from the Vedas. It may sound religious, but it's where languages evolved from and currently the most widely used language, that is English, has evolved from it. Currently, five widely used spoken languages are English, Mandarin, Hindi, Spanish, French and Arabic, and Russian being followed next. So today we are going to discuss about a career in language, how to be a language expert. But before we discuss further, here are some questions you can ask yourself that will help you understand whether you're really interested in building a career in this or not. Is your nature driven with curiosity? Do you enjoy knowing about different cultures or way of living? Do you see yourself learning something entirely new? Do you like interacting with people from foreign lands to build companionship? These are the four basic questions, the answer to which, if are yes to most, you can become a language expert and build your career in it. Essentially, language experts don't just know how to speak, but are experts in every aspect of language. Vocabulary, grammar, phonetics, sounds, and even how words evolve over time. Language expertise is also known as linguistics, and even if it is an offbeat career path, it is a rather flourishing one. Through primary and secondary education, one develops English as the main medium of language, while in India, regional schools are still prevalent and have basic level of foreign languages included in its curriculum. To become a language expert, you can choose to learn a language other than the primitive or mother tongue that you know of and develop additional linguistic skills. You can take these courses available in classroom form as well as online or virtual mediums to learn any language you choose to. The language officials have levels of proficiency designed as specific course modules for you to learn right from the basic to advanced professionalism. Plus point. You can opt to take on these courses as and when you like. If you are a student or a graduate or a postgraduate, you can pick any class at your flexible time. With businesses going global, linguistic expertise has growing demand. And now, let's discuss the scope of work if you know your primitive language and the foreign language that you have learned. First, embassy interpreter. Government officials require interpreters to understand language of another region and make the two parties easily communicate between each other. Similarly, language translation. Organizations and government offices require translators to draft documents from one language to another to make it the best source of communication. Teaching. Once you garner your proficiency, you could be a teacher in that specific language or be a teacher to students who understand the foreign language. You could also be someone who trains abroad on various subjects. Journalist or content developer. If you know another language and have also built written proficiency in the same, you can become a foreign language journalist or a content developer for foreign media houses. Course developer. Now that virtual learning has become the need of the hour and there are many skills that are globally in demand, you can become a course developer in the foreign language that you have learned. International travel manager or guide. People coming in from foreign countries as tourists would prefer guides or travel managers who understand their language and know how to communicate in the same way possible. And what better way to use your linguistic expert skills than to be their manager or be their travel guide? I'm sure some of you may think that this field of work may not be a full-time role for you, but it's definitely not the case. You can start your hand at part-time freelancing projects and build on your professional path from there. This career is just as offbeat as it sounds, but it's a super flourishing one. Excited to become a language expert? This was just a gist of what this career option looks like. If you still wish to get detailed guidance on building your career path and be a mentor to you, go check my website, www.themindmatter.net. Look up at the services and sessions offered, and you can get in touch with me. I hope this podcast episode brings you some clarity if you wish to pursue becoming language expert as a career option. Keep following me on Instagram at @Beenal_themindmatter. Look out for the logo image as per the episode cover, and you can get daily updates on skill development and mindset mentoring. See you in the next episode.